Now, the rest of the story. 65 million years ago, at the end of what prehistorians call the Cretaceous era, something happened. Something so devastating, so catastrophic, that with seeming suddenness, it drastically altered the course of life on Earth. For until then, giant lizards ruled the world. And thereafter, they were gone. All gone. Every last one of them. Paleontologists have long sought to discover why. Some have suggested that the Earth's climate got colder and froze the dinosaurs, or that night-hunting mammals proliferated and overwhelmed them, or that ultraviolet radiation fried them, or that they overgrazed their habitat and starved themselves into extinction, or even that a death star, a comet or meteorite or something crashed into the Earth, raising a cloud of ultimately deadly dust. Well, Dr. Robert Bakker is a much-respected paleontologist affiliated with the University of Colorado Museum at Boulder, and he says conventional reasonings as to why the dinosaurs became extinct have inherent flaws, fatal to each theory. Destabilized habitat, natural climatic change. Habitats of the world are never really stable, says Dr. Bakker. Climates are always changing through time. A cosmic intruder plunging the Earth into sudden frigid darkness, such an event would have wiped out the dinosaurs at once, or in a few dozen years at most. And yet, orthodox paleobotany has demonstrated that extinctions were spread over tens of thousands of years or more. Why guess at what killed the dinosaurs? Well, Dr. Bakker says there is much about their environment that we do know and maybe need to know. For example, when dinosaurs roamed the Earth, shallow water from the oceans covered huge areas of what are now continents, leaving only the highest ground dry. That high ground then appeared as massive isolated islands in the sea. Another example, today a dinosaur could walk from southernmost South America to northernmost North America, pretty much unhampered. But in that Cretaceous period, those same land masses were boldly divided into three distinct continents over a half dozen huge islands. But then late in the era, those shallow seas dried up, exposing the continents pretty much as they are now. And the dinosaurs, who until then had been naturally segregated by the vast open seas, began migrating across the dry ocean floor, where they met and mingled. Dinosaurs which had never encountered one another before were suddenly breathing on one another, maybe sneezing on one another. In any case, bearing a unique assortment of parasites and disease organisms to which the bearers had long previous developed a resistance or even an immunity. No, the dinosaurs were not annihilated by a death star, says Dr. Bakker. They succumbed to an invisible invasion of potentially lethal, hitchhiking microbes. And thus from their fossilized graves to the peripatetic race of humans which has inherited their Earth. What are the dinosaurs whispering? That all glory is fleeting and that familiarity can breed extinction? Is that the rest of the story.